Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sugar Shine in the building with your boy Ron Stone. It's MMEO. Let them know.
Let them know, MMEO.
You feel me? Episode number
47.
You feel me? Yes, sir. We got a special guest in the house.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, man. We got my brother EJ, man. You want to say hello to the people, man?
What's up, everybody?
Hey, man. And then, yeah, man, we're going to start this off, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? This episode, you know, about, you know what I'm saying, being blessed, man, and taking advantage of your opportunities, man. But we're going to start off on the recap, you know what I'm saying, recently, because my brother is, you feel me, out here for a special reason. Came out, you know what I'm saying, just through a baby shower, you know what I'm saying, for my my first son, you know what I mean?
Hey.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
So what's your son's name?
He is going to be a junior. He's going to be Shane Antonio Ardley Jr.
Antonio!
Yeah, you feel me? And then, so, yeah, man, it was lovely, man. We had the baby shower, man, at the Cancun Resort in Las Vegas. I just want to get that, you feel me, out there because every time I tell people Cancun, they're like, you're flying to Cancun? And you're like, like, no, it's here. It's here. It's local.
Right down the street.
No state lines, you know.
But got an Aztec ruin.
I was very surprised by that. That really, it was really cool.
The Aztec temple
with the waterfalls, the water slides.
Yeah, it was really smooth, man.
Yeah. What else been going on out there? PJ, any exciting news?
Oh, man, you know, shoot, I got a little one, too, you know, first-time father.
A first-time father?
Yeah.
I want you to let the listeners know what you got going.
Oh, you know, adopted my first son.
Congratulations.
You know, just dealing with the wicked system and making sure he's setting everything good for him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's been a process. It's been hard, but...
Yeah.
You know, my girl been holding me down, been holding her down. So
good.
That's
strength in numbers.
And then, good. He's blessed with good folks.
Oh, man.
I appreciate it.
And you know, shout out to my lovely sis, man, his wife, you feel me? Holding it down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And shout out to nephew, man.
Yeah, man, I'm sure he cutting it up right now, doing something wild.
Oh, you know, man. So real quick, babe, just, you know what I'm saying, because it's been an adjustment for me as a new father for the past few years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so ever since you moved down here up in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yep. Just been popping them.
Yeah.
Popping
them. Bam, bam, bam.
Well, man, the doctor told my girl, man, they're not going to take her off the list. He said, I'll see you next year. She said, no, that's my last one. He said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that part.
Whatever.
She picked me up from the airport when I seen her. I was like, man, we got to stop meeting like this. We got to go party, man.
Every time he's seen her, she's been pregnant, Since we were out there at Les Vallejo to come to Las Vegas.
all baby blessings.
Man, but it's a beautiful thing, man. Like, how is new parenthood, though, man? Like, how is it, like, adjusting to, you know what I'm saying, to being, you know what I mean?
Man.
Being a caregiver and slash, like, you know, now,
like,
man, you got, like, your time is secondary.
Yeah, man.
Like, you got somebody that's living with you now.
Yeah,
you can't give them back.
That part. Yeah, it's interesting because I feel guilty for taking time out for myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to, when I get home, just to go smoke and whatnot. Because my girl works from home, so I kind of have felt rushed, but just the hardest part has been taking time out. A few seconds out for myself, you know?
Yeah.
But it hasn't been too hard.
And I will say, man, you definitely, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to pick your time and stuff like that, but you do have to find a little bit of you time.
Because
you got to keep your peace of mind and be, you know what I'm saying, be mentally good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mentally and good for to be good to everybody.
Right. And my lady doesn't have any children. This is her first, too, so just figuring out the way that your significant other parents.
Right.
It's interesting, you know what I'm saying? Because some things she does, I wouldn't do per se. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. But different methods.
Yeah, but everybody was raised different, so yeah. You know, so you can't be too.
Because I will say, to piggyback on that, that was an adjustment for me too, as far as some things, like, you know what I'm saying, even, and some things, you feel me, good and bad, you know what
yeah,
I mean, like,
yeah.
As far as, but like, sometimes I was just being scared.
Yeah, that part.
Like, giving the baby certain food, and then my girl be like, you sure it gets, I'm like, no, oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay, they're all right.
Yeah, man, that's cold.
Yeah.
All right, man, getting into, we wanted to interview you, EJ, and then, you know, Sugar Shane.
Let's
interview my bro.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, he got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And then from, I hear a lot of positive things that you do for the community, what you have done, you know, your background.
Yeah.
So, Shane, let him know, man. Why'd you want to bring your bro on this show?
Before we start, I'm an avid listener, you know what I'm saying? I listen to y'all every time y'all drop.
So oh, man, I appreciate it.
What y'all doing, you know? California love for real.
Man, it's cool. Yeah. We're trying then, shoot. We got Sugar Shane over here.
Mm-hmm.
He's been helping out ever since he's been here.
Yeah.
With the Mayday Spring Fling we have every year for the community. It's a free event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to definitely do it next year, so hope you come down.
Oh,
and we'll let
definitely.
You know and everything, and then go from there.
Yeah,
so,
man, I want to interview my bro, man, because he's somebody that, you feel me, like, we've known each other since high school, you know what I mean? We've known each other since Peach Fuzz days. Peach Fuzz days. And we have both, like, basically been, we went through some similar things, and of course, different stories like that, but that's kind of how we connected, whatever like that. And just over the years and all the stuff we've been through, good and bad and crazy, or whatever like that, and regaining our feet, whatever like that, he's always been an inspiration to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he always overcomes stuff that a lot of people don't know about. And just, like, the whole, the, like, the bounce-back mentality. You know what I mean? Like, the AKA, like, okay, made mistakes, whoop, and then, bam, reset, you feel me, and take it further every time.
I appreciate that. I just try to remain a good influence for my little siblings, or our little siblings, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone who could be watching, you know, trying to walk outside and so these young ones, negative stuff, man, because it's easy to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it takes an effort to do things positive and, you know, wake up every day and do what you got to do.
From the beginning, Sugar Shane, you know, talk about from the beginning when y'all first met and then how he inspired, you know, and then EJ let him know about.
Yeah, man, it's funny, like, we used to see each other. Going on our ways to school, we went to different schools, but living in the same area. This is like, it's kind of low-key since like middle school.
Yeah, because we went to middle school together.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we didn't really know each other like that, but we knew, like, our siblings.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have a sister that's his age, and he has a sister that's my age.
Yeah.
So I knew his sister, and he knew my sister.
Yeah.
And then by the time we got to high school and whatever like that, I went to Westmore. He ended up going to Oceana, you know what I'm saying, of course, a year later, wherever like that. But I used to see him going to, walking towards the bus stop, which is on the same street as my house, you know what I'm saying? And I would be going to school, which is like right, like 2 blocks away from his house. You feel me? So we used to see each other every day, and then...
Okay, what made y'all want to start speaking?
Well, one, me and his sister became good friends. We're all like, about freshman, sophomore year.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? We became real cool, you know what I'm saying? And then, EJ, you feel me? I'm going to let you take on this part of the story on, you feel me, how'd you end up at Westmore? Because that's how we became friends. And we got to Westmore, and then we was locked in.
Oh, man, I was a troubled youth.
ninth grade for me.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Ended up getting kicked out the little school district. Had to go through a lot of things to get back in. And this is the only school that would accept me, which, you know, didn't run too well in my household because my sister did not want to go to school with me.
I got to take my little brother with me.
Yeah, well, more so just my reputation, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I was more so of a quiet fighter. But, yeah, so ended up going to...
That's cool.
Going to, which was real cool because it was like a block away from my house, bro, so I didn't have to wake up 2 hours to take 2 buses to go to a... predominantly.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna lie, man. Like I said, man, we got cool. And then Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you solid towards people that are like that, right? You want their best interests, you know what I mean? Because I was already good friends with his sister, like I said, like, you know, bam, becoming friends with him was already, like, you feel me? Like I said, family already knew each other.
Yeah.
And then one, two, right, him going to Westmore, kind of being on his, like, last, like, this is your last chance type of thing, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely wanted to help try to keep him out of trouble, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Try to, you feel me, keep him to where, you feel me? To keep focus and keep faith in, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's when you started changing your lifestyle. And you're like,
man, you know.
What am I doing? Or what?
Happened? Getting kicked out of school and just seeing the pain in my mom's eyes and stuff and just, like, her telling me, like, you end up dead for, like, hearing that from your mom, you know, and just seeing your mom cry over you, that's the worst feeling that you could ever have.
Because I've gotten kicked out of school, too.
Yeah.
And my mom sent me to Hawaii.
Yeah.
With my uncle,
right.
Tried to straighten me up.
Yeah.
But it got worse up in Hawaii. I started partying.
Right.
All my friends from back in the day.
Yeah.
Now they're in college.
Right.
They're the high school football team, part of the high school. I mean, the college football team,
right.
And so they're the bouncers at Hooters.
Right.
So I'm up over there. I'm like,
having fun.
I'm a freshman.
Right.
I'm at Hooters. People looking at me like, who's this little kid?
You're right.
You
I'm
know?
Supposed to be here.
Yeah. But yeah. And then, so that's when you started straightening up and stuff.
Yeah, trying to, you know what I'm saying? School was never my. School was never
my thing either.
Yeah, so when I did end up getting kicked out, my mom had a conversation. My mom and dad had a conversation with me. And she let me know, she's like, EJ, you know, if a C is your A, then a report card full of C's is perfect for me. And it's like, that's kind of all I needed to hear, you know, because a C was my A. You know, I try hard to get them C's, man.
Yeah.
You know, so once, and then being around more positive people and just kind of knowing that we stayed a block away so my mom and dad can show up anytime they wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Kind of kept me on the straight and narrow. And also going to a school that had an athletic program.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you took advantage of that?
Yeah. You know, what just gave me motivation to keep my grades up and, you know what I'm saying? Just,
like, dang, if I get good grades,
yeah,
then I
you
can
know,
play.
Right, right.
Yeah, you did play baseball together one year.
Yeah.
My senior year.
Senior.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Our team,
It was horrible, man. We had a horrible coach that didn't know too much about sports.
Yeah,
you know?
He was a fresh PO.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was a YA PO.
Yeah. And
so
his
tactics weren't necessarily.
Like, you sure?
Yeah, that part of
you
it.
Sure.
It was worse than that.
And then now that I look back at it now, me coming off the, you know, track records mean a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the perception people have of you is only things that you have done.
So yeah.
You really can't blame anybody for not really messing with you too much if all they hear is negative things about you.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, that was 10th grade for me. You know what I'm saying? So I ended up going to that school probably, they gave me a little month test run, 10th grade year. So I got there like May. And then school let out in June, and then I went back my junior year, you know what I'm saying, which was his senior year,
yeah.
Him and my sister's senior year, and me and his.
That's cool. Y'all graduated, you walked the stage?
No, I've never walked the stage a day in my life.
You got your GED?
Yeah. I got my GED at 27.
At least
so,
you did it at 27.
Yeah, real quick, though, did you continue on the story as far as, you know, the path?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, say, because you continue to after, you know what I'm saying, you dropped out of high school and like that, you feel me? I ain't gonna lie, where he went next, man. Well, I also moved to Stockton, California.
Yeah.
And then he ended up moving to
this
LA.
After
high school.
High school.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
So when his grandma passed away.
Yeah, this story after high school.
Yeah, when his grandma passed away, rest in peace. It's crazy, bro. Like, that's when me and him started, really being for real, because it's crazy. When his grandma passed, his grandpa came to the school, and, like, I, like, directed him to where Brianna and Shane was at, you know what I'm saying? And afterwards, like, we had baseball practice.
Yeah.
And he had came, and he was just sitting in the bleachers, and, like, nobody was really, like, asking him how he was. And I was like, bruh, obviously something bad happened to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone should be showering him with love, bruh, you know? So So that's when we really started getting like thick, thick, you know, friends.
And then,
I say like back in those days, it's like we knew a lot of people, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like a lot of extras in other people's circles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we can hang out with whoever, anything, that type of stuff, but they got their own circle that they hang out with every day. They go to the movies with, you know what I'm saying? They go out to eat and blah, 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 give each other birthday presents, blah, blah, blah. And we were more kind of like nomads. You feel me? We were like, like lions, like young lions with no pack.
I hang out with girls. Like, that was my preference. Like, just hang out with pretty girls.
Yeah.
Just chill with them, because that kept you out of trouble, too. So just find a little group of girls and just, you know what I'm saying? Just rock out. See what happens.
Yeah.
So after high school, we graduated. He had moved to Hayward. And my family had bought a home in Vallejo, California.
Mm-hmm.
So we had moved from Daly City to Vallejo.
How far is that?
About 45 minutes, 40 minutes.
From each other.
So you can do it in 30 at nighttime.
Right.
You know.
Or that good bar train.
Yeah. So we had moved out there, and I started my senior year at in a whole new city, whole new high school, all that type of stuff. And it was cool, you know, but as soon as I turned 18, my mom was like, I found you this program. It was the California Conservation Corps.
What's that?
So you work on the freeways next to Caltrans, fixing the center dividers, picking up garbage.
You get paid.
Yeah, going on fires and stuff like that. We used to work.
Fires, wildfires?
Yeah, bro, I was on fires for like 3-4 months at a time.
Yeah, so you're doing all that PT and all that.
Yeah, coming back to good money. Good money.
Yeah.
And then if you fit, and then if you did a year.
So you was out there for how long?
I ended up being out there for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Damn, yeah, that's cool, being out there.
Yeah, I got kicked out the program like 6 months in. Because, nah, bro. Okay, because we're 18, so when I was coming up, to be honest with you, I wasn't taught about bank accounts and how to balance checks and the checkbook and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I always, you know, when I was young and worked, because my parents had me working, doing parking wrecks since 13, I would just give them my check. They cash it for me, give me the cash. When you 18 and you're on your own, you don't know nothing about bank accounts, you would find a local Mexican spot or something like that to just cash your check for you and just give you the cash. Yeah, well, people was getting robbed at the check cashing place because I was in Oxnard, California.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of, it's a heavy Latino community, a lot of Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew about the little program and it was just the store was a block up, so they started robbing folks when they cashed their check.
Right.
Yeah, so I went and got a little thing and I was like, can't get robbed, you know? So they found it in my locker. I ended up getting kicked out, and then that's when I moved to, I was staying in South Central. It was pretty nice, man. Different, very different. It's different out there.
Some the contrast as far as coming from, basically, like I said, like Daly City, Bay Area, San Francisco area.
Oh, man, in Northern California, gang banging is not really a thing. It's more so you just, you know, we call it wrecking our turfs. And that's just like where you're, the streets are raised on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, the Mexicans and stuff like that, they bang, you know, north side, south side.
Mm-hmm.
The Samoans and the Tongans and stuff like that, there were more Crips and stuff like that, but nothing really heavy. In L.A., it's like...
Crazy people.
In L.A., it's different, man. It's, you go a block over, and it, you wearing a whole wrong outfit. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn that real quick.
That's cool.
And like sayings and lingos and all that type of stuff, man. Like, I almost got killed one time because I asked somebody for a napkin.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is it tripping off a napkin?
Hey. Because another hood caused them. And I was just trying to clean my face.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's why it's like we trying to live a positive life now, you know. MMEO, like motivating the youth.
Yeah.
You know, teaching them the right way, how to be financially successful and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about about, you know, teaching the kids about motivation and...
Oh, man, I get up and try to motivate children every day. That's pretty much been my life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What made you want to start wanting to motivate the youth? And
man, my mom and dad been doing foster care since I was in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like, what, 7 adopted siblings? Yeah, you know, so we're a big melting pot, so I've always seen my parents help others, even though we didn't have a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Had a good heart.
Yeah, so.
I used to love that going over the house, too, like, just like, yeah, like, his mom is just, yeah, like, both, yeah, both his parents, when they got such big hearts, man.
Yeah.
And then, you feel me, they're also very straight to the point.
Yeah, very blunt, man, very blunt. But it's love, needed, man. Though.
Yeah.
It gets you ready for the real world, because a stranger's not going to sugarcoat nothing for you.
Yeah.
You know, and so, even with that, let's fast forward a little bit, man, because just like you said, coming from all that with the whooping, and like I said, now you've entered the school system.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Quite some time ago. Let's talk about that journey right there, man.
Excuse me. Yeah, so I started working in special need classes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 9 years ago, I worked in severely special need classes. And I'm talking about like changing high schoolers' diapers and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, doing like G2 feedings, like just caring for those who can't care for themselves.
Special needs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, special needs. Yeah.
Yeah. My uncle owned a couple of housing facilities.
All right on, man. That's my overall goal.
Disabled.
Yeah.
And then so he's like, I'm gonna give him the post office job.
Yeah.
And then his wife was a nurse, and she gave up her nursing. She was just gonna be the nurse for the facility.
Right.
And then
solid.
So he was like, I'm just gonna make my own business.
Yeah.
Take care of other kids.
Right.
That's in his group.
Yeah.
You know, that's neat. Yeah. Special needs.
Yeah, well, that's good, man. So,
yeah,
he had 3 of them.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, he's like, why am I going to pay somebody when I could build my own and then be there? And my aunt, she's a nurse for all of them.
That's right. Cool. Yeah, I feel like that. Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, but I feel like when I retire and, you know, own a home and all that type of stuff, like, I definitely want to own, like, a group home or...
Because your parents did that.
Yeah.
Like what you said, they're good folks, gave back. So is that what you want to do? Like, especially you got your son.
Yeah, just try to make a positive impact.
That's good.
There's a lot of negative out there, man.
Because I also want to come in, from our refreshing a little bit, but congratulations on your recent promotion.
Bro, I appreciate it.
You got promoted.
Yeah, man.
Good job.
I went from the special needs classes to, because the pandemic hit, so school was over with. That part of it, yeah. So, unfortunately, when everything got switched off to virtual learning, a lot of special needs kids that I worked with.
Oh, they had to stay home, huh?
Yeah, they had to stay home. And a lot of times, you know, parents of special needs children, they don't, it's harder for them to, you know, keep their kids focused and, you know what I'm saying, because that's their parents, so they not going to listen. You know what I'm saying? They not going to sit up there all day. So I lost that, so I started doing custodial for the school district.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for 3 years, and then
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's good. So it's moving up. That's the crazy thing, because you know that's what we try to do.
Yeah.
And Shane and I, we always talk about procrastination and everything like that. Like, how come you can't do what you want to do? You know,
Right, everything just takes a little time.
But you just procrastinate. Yeah. Procrastinate.
Right.
So, what's your feelings about procrastination?
Man, unfortunately, I am a procrastinator, but I've found that it doesn't work as an adult. You know what I mean?
Like when you get older,
you know
why?
Yeah.
I'm this old now.
You gotta get up, get out, and get something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you can't just You know, and with a lot of that falls with changing up your routine. Because if you do the same thing every day, every day, every day, you're going to be a procrastinator because you're kind of falling victim to your own.
Yeah, and same now, like with your new position, you feel me, as a school counselor.
Yeah.
You feel me, that like you're directly involved with people's futures and whatever like that. Like now, like does that, has that like, you know what I'm saying, like put a fire under you?
Oh yeah, definitely, you man, because I'm 32 now.
Mm-hmm.
So my life was kind of falling into procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
I go to work, I sleep until a certain time, I go to work 2:30 to 10:30, come home, take a shower, do what I do, go to sleep, wake up, do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I do laundry on certain days.
Yeah, that's what they call the rat race.
Yeah, we're just going nowhere. But like constantly, it constantly was frustrating myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Constantly like not falling into a depression, but being feeling stuck, which I took out on others. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the motivation side? Let me know about the motivation side.
Man, the motivation side. Yeah, the motivation side is just wanting better for yourself. Just realizing that there's more to everything. You ain't got to be rich, you know what I'm saying? Just do what you love to do and be your best at it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So, is anybody you want to, like, say shout out to, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who are your motivators?